أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musabi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and explain some precious points in their views. Well, about self-discipline in the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Fasting in Ramadan teaches us self-discipline and control over our desires." You know, this quotation from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi emphasizes the spiritual and moral lessons derived from fasting during the whole month of Ramadan, particularly the cultivation of self-discipline and control over one's desires. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. From a Shia perspective, fasting or sawm in the holy month of Ramadan serves as a profound act of worship that transcends mere abstention from food and drink. It is a comprehensive training program for the soul. The Holy Book of Quran says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 183, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may become righteous. You see, this verse highlights that the ultimate goal of fasting is to attain taqwa or God consciousness, which is closely tied to self-discipline. Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi salli ala By refraining from worldly pleasures, individuals learn to control their instincts and desires, fostering a sense of inner strength. Moreover, the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, particularly those of Imam Ali alayhi salam, emphasize the importance of self-control and moderation. He stated, "He who has no control over his desires is a captive of his own whims." This reflects the essence of fasting as a means to liberate oneself from the chains of unrestrained desires. During Ramadan, fasting also encourages empathy and compassion for the less fortunate, reminding believers of their social responsibilities. The ability to endure hunger and thirst cultivates gratitude and humility, essential virtues that are existent in Shia Islam. In summary, fasting in Ramadan is a multifaceted practice that instills self-discipline, enhances spiritual growth, and fosters a deeper connection with God and community. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about the self-discipline in the holy month of Ramadan. He said, "Fasting in Ramadan teaches us self-discipline and control over our desires."
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah, never forget to say."
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say La ilaha.